Funny Willis Challenger pledges to end prosecution of rapper Young Thug. By Warner Todd Houston on August 25, 2024. Courtney Kramer, a Republican candidate for District Attorney of Fulton County, Georgia, is pledging to put an end to Funny Willis's prosecution of rapper Young Thug. The rapper, whose given name is Jeffrey Williams, has spent the last 2 years in jail on RICO charges as his trial, which started in November of 2023, continues to grind on. In fact, the prosecution has been going on so long, it has now become the longest trial in Georgia state history, according to the website Hot New Hip Hop. Young Thug was arrested in May of 2022 along with 27 others, all charged with conspiracy to violate Georgia's RICO statutes and street gang charges. But Kramer wants to put an end to all this and set the Grammy-winning rapper free. In a campaign letter posted to X/Twitter last week, Kramer accused current Democrat DA Funny Willis of pursuing fame by even bringing the case in the first place, and she pledged to voters that he would end the case in an effort to restore justice, transparency, and integrity to the office of the district attorney. "If I am elected as the next district attorney of Fulton County, I promise to end this prosecution immediately," Kramer wrote in her letter. "I challenge my opponent, Funny Willis, to do the same thing, the right thing, and end this prosecution and release the accused in this case who are being held without bond." Official statement regarding the YSL trial in Fulton County. "I challenge and urge DA Willis to dismiss this case immediately. Read Y below, down arrow, hashtag fire Funny pic.twitter.com/0soxtb6. Courtney Kramer, at Kramer Ferga, August 16, 2024. Kramer is not the only Republican insisting that the trial is a farce. GOP candidate for President Donald Trump also blasted the case and insisted recently that the rapper was being treated unfairly. "I heard it from other people that he's being treated unfairly. So, he's got to be treated fairly," Trump told internet streamer Aideen Ross. The latest in the case is that a new judge has been put in charge after Fulton County Superior Court Chief Judge Earl Glanville was removed from the case because he improperly took a meeting with prosecutors and a state witness in the case. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.